Well, you were supposed to be today in North Platte for a tournament, but that got called off. So off day today for the Bison wrestlers.
Yep. You know, one of the few weekends that we get off during the season. And so we're enjoying this time, you know, a little bit of a break before we get to go back to school and get back to the grind next week.
But you did come back on the 30th on last Tuesday with a road trip up at Ogallala. Picked up a couple of nice dual wins, didn't you?
Yep, I guess we don't have a holiday tournament. We have holiday duels over the break. we call it that instead. And, you know, that's always kind of tough the way it falls because we had one day of practice. And, you know, in wrestling, you can't just show up to the meets. You got to weigh in first, you know. And so it's kind of difficult, you know, having a little bit of a layoff over the holiday break, and then the kids have to come back with one day of practice and get their weight back down, some of them, and then get back out on the mat the day after that. But our kids, you know, they answered pretty well to that challenge, and we were able to get, I think, 13 out of the 14 weight classes filled once again. Had pretty much our full varsity lineup on Tuesday, and we were able to come away with two convincing wins against Ogallala and Sydney. And, you know, Ogallala is a little bit down. They had a few opens in their lineup, and so, you know, that wasn't too difficult of a challenge to win that duel. But Sydney, you know, they filled most of their weight classes. And we thought that was going to be a pretty close duel, but some of our underclassmen, some of our freshmen and younger guys are starting to step up, and you know, they're starting to get some wins. On at least on Tuesday they did, and that duel wasn't quite as close as what we thought it might have been.
I know you and I were talking the other day that, and you mentioned some of those kids. Some kids, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, some first varsity competition here, maybe in this duels or maybe the Valentine invite, doing some great things early, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, they're coming along nicely. We always like to try to start it off slow with them, and you know, not throw them right into the fire right out of the gates. That can be a little bit overwhelming for some of your freshmen, and so we bring them along, and when we think that they're ready. We put them in the varsity lineup, and, you know, every week we've kind of added to our varsity lineup tournament-wise and also in our duels. And so, you know, they're having they've had some success on JV, and, you know, they have hopefully their confidence up, and we put them out there on the varsity mat, and, you know, hopefully it carries over when they're wrestling on varsity. And you know, this last week, some of those guys did go out there and get some wins and were key contributors to picking up those dual victories.
But your upperclassmen, your guys have been there and done that, are coming through. Your seniors are really off to a good start, aren't they?
Yeah, we have a pretty good solid nucleus, you know, of experienced guys from last year as well. We have four returning state qualifiers and three returning state medalists. And, you know, John White at 120 pounds, he had a good first half of the season. I think he only took two losses in the first half of the season. And, you know, he's just a sophomore. And so, you know, he's wrestling at a really high level. And then Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds, he's undefeated. And, you know, he's having a great year so far this year. You know, he's, I think, bonus wind just about everybody he's wrestled. Either it's been a major decision, a tech fall, or a pin. And, you know, against some of those guys, they're pretty good wrestlers. But he's wrestling at a whole nother level. He's got a whole nother level that he can tap into when he wants to. And, you know, it's pretty fun to watch. But he will be getting challenged, I bet, a little bit more this second half of the season. But up till now, he's done great. And you add to that Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds. He's only had one loss so far this year, and so he's doing great. He's our blue-collar guy that just goes out there and just grinds out every win. It's nothing flashy, but he just wears down his opponents and usually comes away with the victory. And then Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight made his debut at Valentine, And got third place. He's only got one loss on his record to a very tough kid from Winter, South Dakota. But unfortunately, he couldn't get his weight down in time this last Tuesday. You know, he wrestles heavyweight, but he's a big boy. And, you know, even though he got the 2-pound weight allowance, that wasn't enough for him. I think he had a few too many sugar cookies or something like that over the break. And when he came back on Monday, the scale doesn't lie, and it was not very nice to him. And so he tried to get his weight down a little bit, but it just wouldn't happen. But I think with this week of practice and next week of practice, hopefully he'll get his weight under control and be able to make weight from here on out.
I was just curious, Coach, just kind of, and I got a chance to kind of work that JV invite that you had, the kind of the wind interfered with that invite with some teams opting not to come in, but saw some nice things from those JV kids there. And I like your approach of, and you've talked about it before, of not, I'm not going to fill weight classes with kids just so they can go out there and get thumped. I mean, you want them to go in there when they have a chance or when they're ready. Yes, they have to be tested. But I guess I was going to ask, how do you feel this next part of your schedule is with your invites? Is it tougher than the beginning? Is it kind of the same? Or do you kind of, like I said, build all the way it seems like it get tougher as it goes?
Well, first of all, yeah, that tournament really blew. it did. And if Kearney wouldn't have made the trip through that wind, I don't know how they did it, but they made it here safely. We probably wouldn't have had a boys' side to our JV tournament. But thankfully, they brought 27 exactly. kids because they have 80 kids out for wrestling. And so we were fortunate that they were able to come and get our guys some good experience because their JV kids are pretty tough kids, and that was a good experience for some of our younger guys. But we set up our schedule where we feel like we're tested week in and week out, and you know, I tell our guys that you know, I set up the schedule in a way that, you know, that they're going to take some losses on their record throughout the year. You know, some teams or coaches will say, you know, that we're chasing losses. We're looking for that tough competition. And, you know, that, you know, we end our first half of the season at Valentine, and that's kind of the measuring stick for the first half of the season. But the second half of the season, we have some tough tournaments in there as well. And probably the premier one would be the Lexington tournament. That's kind of a mini state tournament in a sense of the level of competition that's there. And, you know, we have other tournaments as well. This week, we're going to be going to a Lincoln North Star, and that's our first time going there. But it's another opportunity to see the eastern side of the state. And one thing that we like about going to North Star this year is Omaha Scut is supposed to be there. And so, you know, they're the premier team in Class B right now. And so it'll be good for our guys to see those guys, you know, once before we see them, you know, down at the state tournament. And, you know, maybe some of our guys will find out that they put their singlets on just like we do, you know, one leg at a time. And they don't go out there with superhero capes or anything like that. It'll be a good experience for our guys. And then following up on that, on Saturday, we go to Beatrice as well. And you combine those 2 days together, some of those weight classes are going to be kind of like a mini state tournament for us. You know, it's going to be a 2-day grind, even for some of our more experienced guys. And, you know, that's good. That's what you want. You want to be battle tested going into the postseason, you know, going into districts and state. You know, I tell the guys, you know, I could set up a cream puff schedule and, you know, you guys could all be undefeated going into districts. And then, you know, you're going to run into the real competition at districts and state and not do so well. And I have always felt like I have no problem with our guys having, you know, 4 or 5 losses on their record and being battle tested throughout the season, because those losses really don't mean anything. When you get down to districts and state, Using those as experience, using that experience, usually pays off down the road.
You're 3-0 in duels right now, Coach. And looking at you, you got a lot of invites, but as far as duels, how many duels? I mean, to make the state duels and everything, you're going to have to compete in a few more duels to be among the top 8 teams to qualify.
That's a tricky situation. You know, some teams attack it differently. We don't have a lot of duels. We don't go to a lot of dual tournaments. And, some teams do. Some teams, they load up their schedules on the dual side and the dual tournament side. And so, you know, if they do that, they can afford to lose maybe a couple more duels against better competition. We don't have a lot of... with North Platte canceling their tournament this year, that takes away, 5 duels from us. We still have our home dual tournament, plus our other triangulars and duels throughout the season. It doesn't give us a lot of air. And so, probably for us to make the dual tournament, we're going to probably have to win just about all of our duels. We might be able to lose maybe one, maybe two duels if it's to a really good team, and you might still sneak in. But all we know is that we've done our part up to this point. Probably the first time in 5 years that we've been undefeated. Since it's been, 5 years since we beat Cozad, period, and we did that in the first duel of the season. And then, we've beaten Ogallala and Sydney. But we're going to be tested more coming up the second half of the season. We'll go down to Oberlin and Phillipsburg. And I'm sure, Phillipsburg's got a pretty solid team again this year, I bet. And then we do get to have a home duel against Hastings. We've seen them twice this year. And we might match up fairly well against Hastings. Which would be great to pull off a win against them in our home gym. Towards the end of the season, we go down to Kansas, and we'll wrestle against Colby. And they're one of the top teams in their class in Kansas, and so that'll be a huge test for us. And then we follow it up the day after that with our own dual tournament. And and our dual tournament's no slouch. We have Ray, Colorado, North Platte will be there, and then Amherst. We found out up at Valentine, they have a pretty deep and solid squad this year as well. So we're going to be definitely tested as a dual team down the home stretch here.
Well, like we were talking with Coach Imus on basketball, same with your guys wrestling, back into routine with school starting next week and going to class and practice and stuff like that. Time to get back at it again.
Yeah. Over the break, we are a morning group, and I guess I'm a morning person. I don't know if the kids are morning people, but I always ask them if they want to change the time, and they're like, no, let's keep it at 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's get it out of the way, and then they can go enjoy the rest of their day. Kudos to most of our team. We had good attendance pretty much all this last week, and we were wiping the sleep out of our eyes a little bit when we showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning. But we cranked the tunes up a little bit, and that gets the blood flowing a little bit. The most interesting practice is always the day after New Year's, and showing up at 8 o'clock in the morning on January 1st. I'm naturally a morning person, and I don't stay up till midnight, but I think some of our kids do, and getting up that next day shows a lot of discipline on our kids. And so it's not our best practice of the year by any means, but we grind through it and we get through it and move on with the rest of our season.
No, I was just going to kind of give a plug. You talked about the upcoming home events. And just for the folks out there, if you haven't seen a dual meet in the McCook Gym, you're missing something, folks. It is a great atmosphere. Frankly, Coach, you and the guys all put on a really, really good show. And I'd encourage everybody to get there. And then, of course, the dual meet at the college with the four mats going is just another really good spectacle. So, you got to be happy with, the enthusiasm that we have for wrestling here in McCook.
Well, people say that they come because of the announcer, that we have the the voice of Bison Wrestling will be on display when we duel against Hastings. But no, that's something that we've tried to build up over the years. We try to put on a great show, a great atmosphere. The kids really enjoy it. We add music to the entrances. For each kid, they get to pick out their own music. We've done that for quite a while. Coach Vitrosky, Ben Vitrosky, since we've gotten the new scoreboards, they've done some stuff with the videos and the warm up. We come out to. We have a highlight video usually that we put together. The only thing that we're missing is smoke, and fire. I want to, some of the colleges, they have these things where like the fire comes out and the smoke, but Mr. Nichols isn't a big fan of that. So I don't know if we'll ever get smoke and fire in the gym for when the guys come out. We just try to make it a great atmosphere for the fans. In the past few years, we've had good turnouts to our duels. I wish we had a few more home duels throughout the season, because that's really how you build your fan base. Most of your fans aren't going to come and sit through an entire Saturday tournament. That's not a lot of fun for the general fans, but they will come out for a duel during the week. Athletic directors, they don't like setting up so many duels, because that takes away gyms and stuff like that, and it's hard to schedule, and they have their reasons why. But really, if you can have a few more home duels, you'd really build your fan base.
So since you've been Coach McCook, who's got the all-time best intro music?
Oh, man. I really haven't. I don't really listen to the music. Me personally, I liked it best when we first started doing it. I made the kids pick out. This was a long time ago. Their favorite WWE wrestler, their entrance, because I at heart, I'm an old school WWF fan, at the pep rallies back in the day, I used to dress up like Hulk Hogan and come out to I'm a Real American. And I think Jarrett Mattson used that, I believe, back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so, that's kind of got a soft spot in my heart with Hulk Hogan, nostalgia way back in the day. But a lot of the songs that they picked today, I have no clue what these songs are. I just make sure that they're PG rated when they come out. And so...
gotta be some Metallica in there someplace.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Enter Sandman's been used before by somebody.
We come out as a team to Enter Sandman.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so they can't use that as their individual one.
I know, I'd heard it.
Yeah, the team comes out to that. Yeah,
there's some other great Metallica songs too they could use. So, it's second part of the season, Coach. I know off and running, two big ones coming up at Lincoln North Star on Friday and Beatrice Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Like I said, this is our first time going to North Star. We've gone to Beatrice the last few years, and it's a great opportunity for our guys to see teams on the eastern side of the state. And some of those weight classes are going to be barn burners, and it's going to be a grind for some of our guys, and that's good for them. That's what they need. Follow that up a couple weeks down the road. We're at Lexington, and then we have our own home duel tournament shortly after that, and then it won't be too long after that where we'll be at districts in Blair, and so we'll go to Blair for districts, and then we'll come home and sleep for a few hours, and then turn around and head back to the state tournament that Wednesday. So we'll get a lot of road miles the second half of the season as well.
Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks again. Have a good rest of the weekend. And I was looking, of course, you're going to be on the road. I always ask him, hey, Coach, you mind if I call you at 6 a.m.?